dead. Leave all the little humans dead. When all the little humans are dead.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Angie and Conrad with your 9 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, Brisbane's sewage system is facing a new monster in its tunnels, but not a crocodile flushed down the loo in its youth. This time, it's fatbergs, wet wipes that become glued together by a mash of sewage to form long, dark monsters that clog the winding sewage systems. These wipes don't break down like conventional toilet paper and can clog up potential points in the over 20,000 kilometers of pipe across the greater Brisbane area. The price of your water bill is heavily dominated by the cost of the infrastructure in your area that's in the ground. So take this as your friendly reminder to dispose of waste properly to avoid a fatberg haunting your neighborhood.
A leading Australian infrastructure firm working on the major state and federally backed projects has been implicated in a suspected plot that allegedly saw a crew of Melbournean bikies cross borders to threaten CFMEU activists. During the interrogation of an executive from construction giant BMD at Queensland's Commission inquiry into the CFMEU and building industry misconduct, revealed the BMD security firm had recruited three feared Melbourne Comanchero identities to confront a CFMEU activist as he worked. The hearing also placed immense scrutiny on BMD for their alleged connections with underworld-linked figures, sparking the investigation and downfall of BMD's reputation. During questioning on Tuesday, BMD executive Robert Pickard allegedly denied the presence or actions of Melbourne bikie presence at the worksite, although they were captured on CCTV footage to be leading at a distance of 80 metres to the workers' Centenary Bridge project.
In national news, fears are rising that the mass bird deaths in southwest Victoria are due to the deadly H5N1 virus. Residents in Portland, Victoria, have begun removing carcasses themselves in an attempt to curb the spread of the bird flu. Authorities are yet to confirm if the deaths are linked to the H5 flu, but the first Victorian case of the deadly strain was recorded in Portland in July. Portland resident Kate Howman reports seeing 30 dead or dying crested terns on the local beach last Sunday. Quote, "There were quite a few that were not dead, and they were wobbling on their feet." She called the incident distressing, more so than seeing dead birds, as well as noting that the cleanup from authorities has been sporadic, with some dead birds lying in place for days. There are concerns that the stagnant birds could spread the virus to other wildlife. The H5N1 avian virus is more easily transmitted than other strains of the bird flu. There are currently no effective treatments, and the virus has caused widespread deaths among poultry and wild birds overseas. Official guidelines advise that if disposal is necessary, residents must wear protective equipment like gloves before double bagging the dead birds and placing them in waste bins for landfill collection.
In recent years, technology has become an integral part of student journeys. However, primary school computer education has been compared to learning to drive a car from the back seat. Parent of two, Miss Lockwood, said, quote, "People think they've grown up with this tech. They must be used to it, but it's not always the case." In 2022, NAPLAN tests were completed as written tests for students in third grade. However, for grades 5, 7 and 9, the NAPLAN was computerised. New South Wales Minister for Education and Early Learning, Prue Carr, has said computerised testing may be impacting results. This is following this year's results showing a steady decrease in writing strength as the years go on, with third graders being 77% in strong or exceeding in ninth and ninth graders being just at over 61%. Teachers have said this happens because they, quote, don't have enough training to teach computer-based writing, or they don't have the capacity in their schools to teach it. The benefits of learning handwriting are strongly supported by evidence, and experts are agreeing that using pen and paper is especially special.
In international news, the German police union has threatened to defy the Alternative für Deutschland party should the far-right party come to power in the upcoming election within the state of Saxony-Anhalt. Sven Huber, the deputy president of the police union, compared the AfD to the Nazis and called on incumbent officers to defy any unconstitutional orders should the party, which was declared an extremist organization by the German Federal Intelligence, come to power. Herr Huber wrote in his National Union letter that the police need not follow Interior Minister's orders due to an old law that was written in post-Nazi Germany that said it was the duty of public servants to disobey unconstitutional orders. The AfD is now polling at 30% nationally in Germany, making it the most popular party.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 17 degrees with a maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band.
That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our